Yo, what up, doe? Like many of you, basically all of us, I'm in hibernation mode. Be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Get all of the information you can. Anytime large corporations and sporting events and hotels and movie theaters and schools are being closed, that is something catastrophic that we haven't experienced, definitely in my lifetime. So appreciate the love. Tell a friend to tell a friend that Jalen and Jacoby is moving to ESPN at 4 o'clock. So since that is happening, we're so very grateful for everybody's support since day one. Our podcast listeners, Bill Simmons, the pod father, everybody at Grantland, everybody at ESPN, our bosses, Jimmy Pitaro, Connor Shell, Norby Williamson, Dave Roberts for believing in us and giving us a radio show, which propelled us into a late night show, Alex Tyner, so many people. We're so very grateful that a show that graduated from being the Rose Report that is now Jalen and Jacoby has made such great progress. Something that was a passion project. So, what are you guys normally doing at 4 o'clock? I know this stand is kind of funky. I don't have it on here properly. I know the setup ain't the best. But, you know, I'm trying to get the people what they want. I need to be giving some of these away, too. These is dope. These is dope. I need to be giving these away. Rest in peace to my brother Bill, right beside me, watching over me, being my bodyguard, my confidant, leader, example. What are you guys normally doing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Because that need to change. Y'all got to start now watching Jalen and Jacoby. So, make sure you DVR the show and give love. You know what? I wish I could hit Jacoby. Can somebody tell me how to hit Jacoby? I should be able to hit him. Yo, it's real in the field. You know, sometimes when they like, yo, if you was on a deserted mountain, certain things you gotta take with you. I was like, going with me. Going with me. For sure. Going with me. Going with me. Oh, hold on, David. Accept me. David Jacoby trying to give a request? Hold on. Let me go.
Is that you, David?
Yeah.
Hi, David. First of all, you got to turn the camera vertical, first of all. You're the best. What time is it? Is it between 4 and 4:30? Let's get the people what they want.
I need to turn it this
way. There you go. Let's get the people what they want. And you got to tilt it down a little bit. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, I don't want to shoot up my nose. I got to cut my hair, then I might have boogers.
We got a hat and a hoodie on?
Well, I'm going to I'm trying to mess with this stand first.
Just hold it.
We're going to do a pod today?
Yeah, man. It's between 4 and 4:30. We're giving the people what they want.
So, we got to get people used to checking us out this time of day.
Normally, just pick up the phone and hold it in front of your face. That's what all you got
to
do.
I'm trying to do this, I need to ask you a question, because you're a great husband, a terrific dad. How does your life change now that we're going at 4 o'clock?
Doug, forget going at 4 o'clock. My life changed dramatically when they shut down schools in New York City, because now I'm a first grade school teacher now. That's basically what happened. Me and my wife are just running a school now. So both of us now have schools. You've got the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, and I've got what we call party school. Just pick up the phone, man. You don't need to stand.
No, I don't want to hold this phone, man.
Okay.
So talk to me about some of the lessons you had to give the kids.
Well, we've got the day starts with the chess tournament. My son is 6 years old. He's officially better than me at chess.
That's dope.
And then, they get a show and then breakfast in the morning. But then we transition into, early in the morning you can get their attention. So that's when we do, a little reading and writing. And we do, some actual work. We've signed them up for – oh, God.
Hey, man, it ain't standing up there.
I know. Just pick up the phone.
I don't want to be holding this phone.
Okay. That's fine right there.
For sure.
Oh, man. In the afternoon, we drive to drive out to the country and go for a hike. Social distancing. Got to stay away.
And you know what? And so, of course, and I was doing this before you joined us.
I sent 17 requests to join.
I was trying to struggle with my stand. I couldn't check that out.
I know. Just
the struggle was real. So I got to tell everybody, we are hopefully a fresher breath there during this really turbulent time. And we're excited about our moving to ESPN, but we're really here to entertain you. And so we know that the coronavirus is a serious thing, not to make light of it in any way, shape, or form. But we are entertainers, so pretend you're watching Netflix, Hulu, ESPN, whatever. We're entertainers. So I got to ask you a question, David Jacob. I found myself the last 7 days just aimlessly walking into CVS and walking in the supermarket just getting stuff.
Oh, yeah. My wife went to the market every day the last 5 days. I told her yesterday. And I was like, you're not going to the market tomorrow. I don't know what you're getting tomorrow that you didn't get yesterday. But we're lucky enough to live in New York where it gets restocked. It gets kind of restocked every day. A lot of people just look at empty shelves when they go to the market every day.
Right. Yeah, that's
crazy. It's so wild because we all know something's about to happen, but none of us know what's going to happen. Because it's pretty normal right now. It's not like you're getting mad texts and calls from people on your phone being like, oh, I got the flu. I've got 103-degree fever. I'm bedridden. But, it feels like we're, a week away from that. It feels like we're kind of, 10, 15 days behind Europe. It's wild. It's my doctor friends, the point guard on my basketball team, he's an ER doctor. He's like, it's just chaos. He's like, it's chaos. He's like, stay in your house. That's what he says. He's just like, stay in your house. It's chaos. Don't spread this. It's overrun.
There's no silver linings to a tragedy, but I am an entertainer and I will be doing stand-up comedy at some point. So I have to ask you a really important question.
Okay.
I've been introduced to a term that when this pandemic ends, that I'm going to keep it in my life.
Social distancing.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that term. And please in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong. Especially as Americans, we did get a little too touchy-feely with people that are strangers. You meet somebody today, hey, how you doing? Very nice to meet you. Then the next time you see them, it's a hug. And then the time after that, it's a kiss on the cheek. It's we did get really touchy-feely. What are your thoughts about that? Because we ain't going back there no more. I ain't.
No, I mean, things have changed forever. I didn't realize how dirty I was before.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was last week on Saturday, before it really felt like the Roni Roan was upon us. I was sitting in the steam room and the drips were forming on the top of the ceiling and dripping on my head. And I was just looking at that drip when was the last time they cleaned the ceiling of the steam room? You know, and I'm looking at my kids. And my kids are touching everything. There's nothing. There's no railing. They don't touch.
Give me cues. How are you dealing with the Roni Roan?
He's good, man, but he's starting to get a little they're starting to realize that something's different. you know, like they're staying home every day and like we can't go out, we can't go to restaurants, and like they're starting, like he cried a couple times, like he's adjusting a little bit. He's smarter than the other, than the younger ones. So he's starting to be like, life isn't the same. Like, this is going to be impactful. Imagine this happened when you were six. Imagine this happened when you were 6 years old. It was like, oh, by the way, there's a pandemic and you got to stay in your house for however many weeks. Like, they're not going to be back at school until at least April 20th. Like, I'm going to be a first grade teacher for the next 40 days.
And as a Detroit native, I'm not proud of this. I don't necessarily think it's cute or cool. But there was a time when I was that age where we did need to stay in the house. And that was because there was a gentleman that was a serial killer. I think his name was Alton Coleman. He was like our version of the Candyman.
Wait, Coleman, wait a second. Coleman.
I think his name was Alton Coleman.
I know, but did he look like you?
Of course he looked like me.
Because most serial killers look like me, let's be honest.
No, he
let's
was.
Be a, honest. Let's he be was, honest.
I say a Candyman. and so
in the comments they're saying Alton Coleman is right. Big shout to Rember. Rember commented on you like 17 times.
What up, though, Rember?
Shout to CBF.
And for everybody that don't know, my vision is terrible. So if you think I'm seeing your comments, it's virtually impossible. Not right now. I can't. It's too far away.
Yo, so, you know, I'm just dealing with it. It's just the longevity, you know? Got three little kids, man. I'm in the house all day with them. We don't have a yard to go playing.
Like, you have to actually parent.
Yeah. Yo, this is a lot. Me and my wife look at each other at the end of the day like, whew, it's tiring, man. We got to talk about football, though. Like, Tom Brady just said it broke up with the Patriots.
I got one more coronavirus thing. Generation Xers are handling it a lot different than millennials. Like, I done seen them on spring break in Florida, traveling in packs, the youngsters. The old school folks snatching up all the toilet paper. That's what they doing. Like, I was in the market. It was a lady. It was like, I can't front, like 75. Elbows were sharp. Knees was out. She had like 20 rolls of toilet paper. She was not playing around.
Because they're more in danger. You know what I mean? Like they got more at risk.
I helped.
Like, I've done the research on the virus. It's like I think the younger people just like, whatever. Like, I'll be fine. I'll get it. It's the flu. No big deal. But if you're over 50, you're looking at it like, listen, if I get this thing, it's a wrap.
I helped her, dog. I'm like, I got you. You can't carry all of that by yourself. It was a different moment of unification. Like, the one thing that situations like this, it should unite us. It's regardless of your race, creed, religion, your color, where you from, what origin of the world that you live. Like, this is something that we're all dealing with.
Yo, it's weird because like, you don't, nobody, like, no one in my phone has hit me up and been like, you know what, I've got the coronavirus, I'm gonna be bedridden. Like, Joey has a friend in England who has it. Like, she's in bed right now, and that's gonna start happening in everyone's lives. You know, like, we're all gonna have those people on our phone that get the virus. Like, that's like, we're a week away from that.
Can I be 1,000 with you?
Yeah, of course.
I just, you know, I pay attention. You know, I'm well read. For those that don't know, I read the newspaper. I watch CNN. I watch Fox. I watch MSNBC. I'm well read. And one thing that I want to make sure I acknowledge is when somebody is diagnosed with the coronavirus, that doesn't mean that like they're a dirty person. It doesn't mean like their hygiene or their like habits weren't the best. Like that could be something that someone else carried and gave to you. That you don't even know you have. But I want to say something that's a little funny but also controversial and get your opinion. You ready for this? We also are short on tests. And we might as well be, because I ain't getting tested. Unless I get sick or feel some type of, I ain't getting tested. What are your thoughts?
Well, you might not be able to get tested. They tell you to get tested if you – there's a certain, like, you know, if everybody that felt ill – went to try to get tested right now, my friends, their ER doctors would just be completely overrun. Like, you have to pass a certain threshold in order to be tested. You know what I mean? And I don't know exactly what those are, so I'm not going to say into a microphone what they are, but it's like, you have to be endangered in order to even be tested, because otherwise you can probably ride it out. You know, it's wild, man. It's wild. Like, and you look at everybody. Like, we went a couple of days ago. We went. You know, we've been going to hikes just to get social distance, get away from people, but still get out the house. So we drive out to New Jersey, go for a hike, and on the way back it was getting late because it was a longer hike than we thought. It was a wild hike, man. It's like 3 miles. My kids are young. It was crazy. Quincy wanted to quit halfway through, but he wanted to like sleep right there in the woods.
Yeah, that's a good. Wow.
So we got some McDonald's on the way home, and the dude's handing me the Happy Meals. I'm just looking at his gloves on, and I'm like, "And when was the last time you switched out those gloves?" Like, I'm looking at everybody sideways right now. I'm looking at everybody like every transaction I have not transacted with a human being without my last name all day today. I'm not all day today.
And I have to say this because, you know, I pay attention to the political climate too. And I know
don't get us canceled. We can get canceled on IG. We can get canceled here too.
I just have to say this. I know our commander in tweets called it.
I'm going to hang up now.
I'll get away from him. So, but let me just say this though. I remember when the AIDS virus was taken serious in our country, and in my lifetime, it was, you know, when I was younger, I believe Liberace, and then it was Magic. And so, and Eazy-E. So as it kind of got closer to me, you know, young people started to take that information and practicing safe sex and all of that type of thing a lot more serious. That is what this is going to now cause as well. It's going to create a level of awareness about our hygiene, about wiping down door handles, about washing our hands. Now, you joke with me for years on this very program about this. You know that I'm a stickler for that. You know I take multiple showers. You know that I get on people for not washing their hands after they use the bathroom. You know this already.
Oh, I know. No, first of all, but those are basics. Like, you know who's been on this? And I have to say it, Max Kellerman. He won't give you. He gives you a fist bump, and he's been on this. He's been on this for years now. I'm talking years and years. Like, since I met him. Like, all those germaphobes right now. All the germaphobes are just like, "Oh, I told you so. I told you so." They really all are. But man, I'm looking at everybody like they've got it and they're trying to give it to me somehow. Like, I went to the bodega yesterday. And the guy took the money out the cash register and handed it to me. And I'm making I'm not interacting with anybody, like nobody. And I saw him, and that was like the one person I interacted with today. I'm just like, where's that money been? Who's touched that money? What about that glove? When was the last time you changed that glove? It's wild.
Well, for all of us who love and appreciate commerce and transactions, the dirtiest thing that continues to change hands is money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most filthy thing possible.
Yo, Jay, I'm saving money. I'm saving money during this. I'm not going. Yeah, no restaurants, no restaurants, no bars, like no shopping. Like I can, like, you know, I'm like, it's gonna be. I think it's gonna test a lot of families, man. This is testing our family. Like what happens around this home between the five of us, it's chaos every day.
So a couple of things. This is about to test some relationships for sure.
Oh yeah, because we got the kids. Like, at least we have a project to work on all day. But if you're just looking at your partner and you've been together for like a year and a half,
this
like
is about you're just to test some relationships all day long. For sure. See, the good thing for me is we just low manage. Anything we get confused, we just low manage. We don't have a house full of kids.
Maybe that could be worse.
No,
we look can at get, each other and talk to each other all
no,
day.
No, it's different when you're attracted to the other person and y'all can get busy at any time, anywhere in the house. That's as long as you can. That's amazing.
You act like it's just us talking sometimes. Just because it's Instagram doesn't mean that other people can't hear us. Dog.
So when you come to the house.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Watch where you put your beverages. Now that we're thinking about now that Roni Ron exists.
You're wild.
Oh. Me and my wife get into a little bit. We're like, this is just going to be, we got 40 days of this. Like, it's like, we got, you know, it's like, this isn't even worth talking about.
I'm glad the courts, I agree. I'm glad the courts ain't open. People can't be trying to get divorces right now.
No.
This is a unique time. This is a catastrophic time. Don't judge your partner right now.
Exactly. You know, like, I think all bets are off. Yeah. All bets are off. You're allowed to say a little extra.
Let them live.
I think this is everyone. I think everyone gets a pass. You get like a month pass.
The
months of March and April 2020 do not count against the record in terms of your relationship. I think that's fair.
But an underrated thing: stock up on all things that you love that make you tick. Is it wine? Is it medicinal? Is it chicken wings? Whatever. Just take this opportunity to do that, and also learn something. Like, learn a secondary language, practice a hobby. Like these are the type of things you could be doing during this period of time to make yourself productive.
So, you know what? Like, I'm on Twitter looking at it or whatever, and everyone's talking about how they binge watch this show, or they're on episode 5 of this, they rewatch this, or they learned how to speak Mandarin or wrote a book or whatever. Like, I got 3 little kids, man. I'm doing nothing. You know what I'm doing? Nothing but taking care of the kids. Yeah, exactly. You're down in your little power cocoon. You're downstairs in your little power cocoon, just listening to records, hanging out. Like, if you don't got kids, this is a whole different game. This is a whole different game. Listening to Nipsey, listening to Woo, just sitting down, relaxing, taking a nap. How many naps are you taking a day? 2? Taking 2 naps a day.
I take 2 naps and 2 or 3 steams. I'm like having spa days. But let me tell you what I also been doing. And this is kind of a don't get fired topic. I wish we had a graphic right now.
Don't, but just please don't get us fired. I just want you to know that it's not just us talking right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm used to talking to you on the phone, so now
I know. I know. It's not funny.
This is like when people first started doing podcasts, and you realize that you start put your guards down. But let me tell you what I did. You know the industry. What race and or culture of people dominate usually in the United States, the manicure and pedicure,
what are you saying? Are you sure? I think you can leave right now. I'm giving you can leave this one right now.
No, I got this. So what I'm trying to tell you though is, a lot of times, unfortunately, for Chinese and Asian people who dominate that industry, like there are industries that we dominate, like we dominate sports and entertainment. Like there's certain industries I want to give people their credit for dominating.
Yes, and I think that's a very safe bet. Like
yesterday, you know what I did? Let me tell you what I did. Not only did I go get some hibachi, because I go there very often, had a hot sake, and spent time with my peeps.
That's the last yesterday. You did, the last chance
I was the had. Only person in there. And I also went and got me a pedicure. I did. Got snowflakes scraped off the bottom of my feet.
Jay.
Sat back. They got this little machine.
Confession time.
Okay.
I got really pretty feet. I got pretty feet. Just about 3 months ago, I got the first corn of my whole entire life.
What?
Yes, right on my big toe. Oh,
that corn is 6th grade.
I know, my first in my life. I got pretty feet, man. I got really nice feet. And my daughter pointed to it. My daughter pointed to it. She goes, big bump. So I go, what's that? She goes, pimple on your foot. And I was like, you're right. I need to go. You know what? Once the runny roan passes through, I'm gonna have to go to get a pedicure.
Lucky for you, I thought that was normal. I had like corns on my feet in like 5th, 6th grade. I thought that was
big shout,
normal.
Reg Ledge. What up, Reg Ledge?
I'm sorry, Reg.
Oh, you can't read. First of all, you can't read the phones right in front of your face. Now that it's 6 feet away from you on the stand, there's no chance.
You want me to do a reveal? You want me to do a reveal?
Big shout, Auntie Denise. Oh! With live reveal? Live reveal?
Yeah, you want me to do a reveal?
First of all, put the wave cap closer to the camera. Because hold on. Okay. Time out. So you could have just bought a plain black wave cap.
Like, you could have. Where did you get it? I want to know everything about this WaveCap purchase. Where did you get it? What were you thinking? Did you order it online? I want to know everything about this.
One person helps me with this. My guy representing CT to the fullest, Andy Fresh Authentic. Factory, Andy Authentic. I don't even okay. –
But you've never bought a WaveCap in your life?
No, I don't. He bring me everything. He bring me the juices and berries between him and Reg.
Berries?
Yeah, I don't do nothing. I got the best team of all time to try to help me stay crisp. I don't have to do nothing. They love me and I love them.
When they give you the greatest hairline of all time award at the Hairline Awards, this sounds like your lifetime achievement speech. You know what I mean? Like, you're up at the podium and the hairline, it's like the trophy's just like a big box. It's just like a hairline. And you're up there at the stage, be like, listen, I've got a great team around me. This isn't just about me.
Correct.
About Reg. This Correct. Is about Andy Authentic.
Yeah.
Shiz.
Yes.
Who's in Detroit? Who's in Detroit? I don't want to miss anybody.
Hawk in Atlanta.
Hawk in Atlanta. Yeah, of course. First of all, so let's do that. We got some Paisley and some Cuban link chains on there.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm from Detroit.
Do you keep it on in the steam? Do you keep it on? I don't know how this works. I'm going to like that.
So I don't have an exact science, to be honest. Like I'm a fake waiver, to be honest. Like, there are dudes out there that are masters at this, you know? Mm. Like, I don't follow all of the steps and take all of the sacrifices to be a true waiver. I'm on a bandwagon. Yeah, straight up. I'm 47. Like, I'm just, like, chasing behind it. You know, trying to figure it out.
Oh, come on. Don't be, you're never bashful. Okay. You're never bashful. Jalen.
You want the reveal?
Hold on. You got to get closer to the camera. And I'm going to do the countdown in 5, 4. This is the best thing we've ever done. 3.
You ever do rag, Jalen?
Jalen, do rag, Jalen's coming back.
And I didn't even have waves.
2.
We did do right, Jalen, and I didn't even have way.
1.
That was so good.
Jalen, Anthony, Rose, give us the way.
Y'all putting pressure on. I don't have none. I got like 2.
Oh, they look good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You downplayed it. Oh, wow. Oh, this is one of your best. Oh, wow. Yo, first of all, how do you feel about the social distancing era and you having a barber, even though, you know, you're going to be on TV. You got the glow point in the power cocoon. You know, you got the power cocoon. You can do TV from down there. So do you still have your barber drive to your crib and take care of you?
So, I want to be the governor of Michigan. I want to be the governor of Michigan.
No, shut that. No. Whenever you say things like that, it really makes me feel
that Flint still hasn't gotten the support that it needs. You know, I'm a founder of a charter high school, and we get the fact that schools are going to be closed at like 10 or 11 p.m. Like, what about the kids that left school on Thursday and left their items at school? But that's a whole nother part of me. But. What did you ask me? That is frustrating.
No, you said you're going to be the. You said you're going to be the governor of Michigan.
Yeah, I'll be the governor of Michigan, or worst case, the mayor of Detroit.
You know what? I'm glad that you had the operations, because I've been waiting to replace you for the show. You know what I mean? So if you need help with that,
you can
campaign,
just call it David Jacoby.
Yeah. Exactly, David.
This is David Jacoby.
That's it. Go solo. It's like the Beatles. We gotta go solo. Oh, look at those waves, man. Look at those. What'd you bring there? Did you make bacon this morning and then just pour just take the pan and just pour it on top of your head? This look good. What product is in there?
See, here's the catch. And I fell into that. You got a brush. It's like a jump shot. I can tell you all of the ways to do it, and people have different forms. You just got to brush.
Reg said that he's working on the wave in the beard.
That is going to be dope. But to pay Reg back, just so you know, 2 other things. Yo, Tracy Morgan, I'm going to hit you on text, dog. I've been binge watching Last OGs, and I forgot to tell you this. That episode when Rakim was the barber, I needed to be sitting in the chair. Like, for real, for real.
So you've been meaning to text Tracy Morgan to tell him that he messed up by not putting you in the barbershop scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only person you send irrational text to.
Yeah.
You know?
I just not thought about that. I was watching. I was like, yo, I should have been in there.
Are you in the power cocoon right now?
Yeah, dog.
Okay. You ready to talk about Tom Brady yet?
Yeah, we can talk about sports. I mean, we for the world that doesn't know, the establishment didn't put us together. We already brothers. So we normally are talking about all of this anyway.
I kind of feel like everyone, you know, if you want to hear about Tom Brady, you can go somewhere else.
And you know Brady's my guy. And you know I wanted him to stay with the Patriots. But, you know, this point of his career is about having leverage, enjoying the game. And he's already had a level of longevity that this is extra credit. That's all this is. He about to get a big bag. He about to be celebrating.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He wants to do something different.
Yeah.
One second. Joie. Nothing.
Oh, we gonna get a Jawah sighting?
No. It's just, you know, kids.
You gotta pay for that.
Well, but Tom Brady, listen. He's like, he knows what it is.
Dog.
Try something different. He knows his time is limited. He just wants to try something different. That's all.
Each side did exactly what I would do. The Patriots, if you're Bill Belichick, you can coach another 10 years. You can't be trying to build around a 42-year-old quarterback that already went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6. Like, that's maxed out. It is. And then if you're Tom Brady, he's like, I'm going to go somewhere else, be celebrated, adored, and get a huge bag.
Mm-hmm. And try something new. It's like KD with the Warriors. It's like, what do you want me to stay around and win some more championships? Like, I did that. Climb the mountain.
Right.
I know what it's like. I know what it's like to win championships and have the parade and be in the bay and have everybody celebrate me. I know what that's like. Time for a new challenge. Time for a new chapter. That's what it feels like with Tom. I mean, obviously, he stayed longer than KD did, but it's like the same decision. KD could have stayed on the Warriors, and they would have won more championships, and they probably would have been the best team in the National Basketball Association. But he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something different. And that's what Tom Brady's feeling like.
But for everybody out there that is trying to now gauge – who was more responsible, and so now each is going to be able to show that over the next few years. Let me just tell y'all something. First off, that's not a fair fight to my brother Tom Brady because he already in his 40s. So that's only 1 or 2 more years for him. Bill Belichick can coach for another decade. That's one. Two, I don't believe either one of them win the Super Bowl again without each other. And that's only right. That happened with Joe Montana and Bill Walsh. Yeah. Same thing. Like I don't believe that either one of them will win a Super Bowl without one another. No, Bill Walsh won George Seifert. George Seifert was the coach.
Yo, one thing about this is like a little off. It's like Tom Brady. Who is his main quarterback rival? Like, who's his main quarterback rival? Probably
Peyton Manning.
What did Peyton Manning do at the end of his career?
He went to another squad, won a Super Bowl,
and got a little sneaky Super Bowl from a good defense. Like, I can see that. I can see him being like, you know what? But I don't understand the Bucks rumors though. Like the Bucks, like you're playing Tampa.
So Jacoby,
I don't think that's happening.
Jacoby, I gotta tell you something.
You do?
I was in the league when Jordan won 3 straight. I was in the league when Shaq and Kobe won 3 straight. Like, I've unfortunately been on the wrong side of some amazing greatness. Tom Brady got to get out the AFC, dog. You got to get out the AFC. If you can, that's my decision. Just get me out the AFC. You got to go against Mahomes. You got to go against Lamar.
You got to go against Deshaun.
Oh, but wait, Deshaun don't have nobody to throw to anymore. My bad. Yeah. But they do have a fourth round pick in 2020.
So first
they
off,
they do have a fourth round pick.
So I'm not dismissing Odell and Michael Thomas, but the best two receivers in the league, for my money, are Julio and Hopkins. Like those dudes, when I'm watching the game,
I mean, you can see it depends. Like, it all depends. You know, it's hard to pick the best two receivers in the league.
Hopkins,
There's a top five who's constantly jockeying for the number one spot.
Hopkins is the kind of player. If the Lions got him, I get season tickets, dog. He a monster.
Well, you saw who the Lions got though.
We got a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So let me. You know what? I'm gonna have to go get my Lions starter. Because we're not getting Tua.
What? Washington team is taking Tua?
No, it just seems like we're going to go with Stafford and we're going to go with Chase Daniel, who had one good game this year, and of course it was against us.
It's hard being a Lions fan. You should just, you know, be like me, be die easy, man. Being a Lions fan is just not worth it.
It's heartbreaking, man.
It's just not worth it.
Why don't we get Tua? I don't, like, everybody knows he's going to be a great player. Am I tripping? Is Tua going to be a great player?
They would never not draft him at three. He's going to be a great player. They would never not draft him at three.
Am I tripping? I have to ask you a
question. No,
I think
I think getting Chase Daniel did not mean they're not drafting Tua. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. Those are not, like, locked together. I think that you can still draft Tua and have Chase Daniel and either trade Matt Stafford or play with all three of them for a year and then
– We don't want three quarterbacks. No, that's a wasted roster spot.
So you think they're going to get Isaiah Simons? Isaiah Simons? What are they going to get?
We don't want three quarterbacks. That's a wasted roster spot. That could be another defensive lineman.
Do you think you win the Super Bowl?
Or fullback.
Do you think you win the Super Bowl? Do you think you're going to the playoffs next year?
We definitely going to the playoffs.
I like the idea of having hurt Tua behind two quarterbacks. Maybe, you know what I mean? No chance Tua plays next year. I like that idea. I like the idea that there's no chance Tua plays next year. You put him on a roster, you redshirt him for a year. That's why you have three quarterbacks.
We did a couple of good signings this offseason, though. But I want Tua on the roster. He's going to be a great player, a franchise quarterback. He's going to be a face of the league type talent. And we have a chance to get him. It just frustrates me that it just seems like we're just not going to do it.
Stand by.
Did we lose Jacoby? There you go. What happened, my brother?
Oh, hold on. I gotta go wait for a second.
All right, I'll entertain the people. So I'm gonna try to get a little closer so I can see the Diggs trade. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, we do need to talk about Jay Electronica. Oh, Jacoby got a phone call. That's what that is when that happens. People say you had a phone call.
What happened? No, I had
you're an adult.
I'm in the crib, man. A lot going on around here.
But you know what? Here's something I want everybody to know. Social distancing in your life should now be a thing. Don't let it stop when we start back interacting, the coronavirus ends. All of the people.
So you trying to tell me if someone tries to give you a pat on the street, you're not going to give them a pat?
I'm telling you, fam. People come into your life for four reasons. To add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Choose wisely. I've been saying that for years. And I'm trying to tell you, whether family or friends or associates, whether it's strangers and you're in public, this social distancing should and is going to continue. For me, for sure.
I don't believe you.
It's about to continue, dog.
I don't believe you.
I went through my phone today and deleted about 50 people social distancing.
Dog, that's not social distancing. That's not social distancing, Jalen.
Yes, it is. I deleted about 50 people today.
That's not how social distancing works. Social distancing is not going to the hibachi restaurant yesterday. That's social distancing. You got a local hibachi spot?
Yeah.
What's your order?
I got double lobster, extra egg in the shrimp fried rice. And, like, they felt, you know, like, I love them because I go there often. And I know that, like, they've had it hard based on, you know, people in high places, you know, trying to necessarily blame them or whatever, or attach them to us, you know, being exposed to coronavirus. So those are my peeps. I see them all of the time. So the place was empty. I just wanted to go show them love and support. That's the only reason why I did it. It wasn't even about the food.
Yeah, they shut everything down around here, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So whatever you cooked.
Nothing. My wife cooked, though. Hold on. I got the comment thing up. Now I can't get it off. I'm too dumb for this.
We got to talk about J Electronica. There's so many things we can get into.
Well, we ain't even finished with football. Like, Cam had to come out. Stand by. I was like, Cam had to come out and be like, oh, by the way, they're forcing me to find myself a trade. When football teams be like, yo, go find us a trade for you, it just seems weird. It seems weird to me.
So I want to get on a corner that may or may not be popular.
Jalen, don't get us fired, dog. I know you. I know you're too comfortable right now.
I can't wait till our brother Richard Sherman get back on the show. And I know that he was against the New Deal. I'm disappointed in my NFL brethren. I really am. Because you know how much I love that league as well as you do, and how we've talked for years about them standing on the table and kind of getting what we feel like they deserve. And I know the vote was real close, almost like 51 to 49 or something like that. But, like, I just feel like they deserve better. And for them to get an extra game without, like, getting another 10%, 15% in salary for the league to add two more playoff teams, which is a couple of more games that's going to be revenue. Like, I'm just disappointed that the salaries really haven't grown since, like, 2012, 2013. Overall, it's like I'm curious to see how you feel about it, but I just wish that they would have stood on the table and didn't sign the deal.
When they added the extra game, they negotiated so it was a prorated extra game. So if you got paid $16 million and they add one more game, so you get paid $17 million. So, like, they technically sort of, like, paid them their rate for the extra game. But I feel like if – I just don't like the majority. I don't know. 51.4% voted yes, right? I mean, voted yes for the CB. I think something like that, between 51 and 52%. That seems low to me. If it's that close, like, I kind of feel like it should be like, we got to hit 60% or something. Like, we have to be overwhelmingly in favor of this, because I feel like if we're 1 or 2% away, like, maybe there's more to discuss. Like, maybe we need to, like, you know, kind of like when the jury comes out as a hung jury, they're like, you know what, go back and talk some more and see if you can figure this out. Like, I just feel like because it was so close in the, you know, the however many thousand people that voted, I kind of feel like maybe this wasn't the right idea.
But what about even, like, Odell coming out and acknowledging that there were certain players that didn't vote at all?
That's always going to happen. Like, there was one team that abstained from the team vote, which I found really strange. Like, there was one team amongst the 32 teams that was like, you know what? Their representative at the, you know, the council of 32 players just didn't vote.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Richard back on the show. And I know he voted no, but because I've always talked about NFL contracts being written on toilet paper. and using the Donovan McNabb deal in Washington as an example, when they got mad at him and then gave him a $75 million deal and didn't even start him and didn't give him none of that money. It was like a mockery. And so, you know, we got 10 more years. If you noticed, as soon as that deal got hammered out, you see the money getting thrown around now. Kirk Cousins got a couple of years. Drew Brees got a couple of years.
Tannehill got paid. Oh, the Titans are going to the Super Bowl next year. They got Ryan Tannehill locked up. You know that Tom Brady and Vrabel had a FaceTime before that deal got done. Tom Brady was like, I ain't coming to Tennessee.
And he's like, you think I'm bringing my wife and kids there?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to Tennessee.
My wife made more money than I do.
Yeah, where Mariota ended up in Chicago,
Raiders.
Right?
Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. Oh, that's right. I remember he ended up somewhere with an established quarterback so he could just breathe down their neck all training camp.
He going to try to do what Tannehill did to him.
Exactly.
To Carr.
He's just going to breathe down his neck all training camp.
But I got to throw two things out.
So wait a second. Doesn't that mean that Tom Brady's not going to the Raiders, right? If they, you know, so he's not going to the Raiders.
Tom Brady about to get this bag. Like, y'all tripping.
But where's he going
to
go? Chargers?
So let me tell you something, marketing promotions 101.
Okay, Janet. Because you're a marketing promotion genius. You told me
any team that signed Tom Brady, $30 million, $40 million, ticket sales, television, interest, jersey sales, they're going to make that back hand over foot. So if you get a chance to have him for two or three seasons and just give him a paycheck, it's worth it.
I don't think there's a lot of teams turning down Tom Brady. I think
it's worth it.
It depends on where he wants to go. I think everyone wants Tom Brady to play for them. Everybody.
Not the Lions.
Well, I don't think he's going to come to the Lions. I want to see him come to – I want to see him come to Francisco. Like, I know it would need to happen to make that happen, but I really want to see him in San Francisco. I really want to see it. I know it's not going
to
happen.
And like, you know what? People need to put some respect on Garoppolo's name.
I'm saying, like, because Tom Brady's a free agent. Everyone always wants to swap Garoppolo and Brady, put Garoppolo in New England, but that's not how it works. Tom Brady's a free agent. He can pick up anywhere.
He's not tradable right now.
He's a free agent for the first time in two decades. I'm not letting
Garoppolo walk for a 42-year-old quarterback. I don't care what their name is. That's the point that people are missing. Like, the Patriots and him maxed out a relationship to the utmost degree. It's so very maxed out. Everybody won, won, won. Belichick's considered the greatest. Tom Brady's considered the greatest. They've been there 9 times. They won 6. Like, it's a win, win, win.
I wish that Tom could find his little Peyton Manning Bronco spot. You know what I mean? I wish he could find that. Ain't gonna happen, though.
Nah. But you know who I want to give props to that's going to be interesting to see what happened to them? It's Cam Newton. I think he's being overlooked right now.
But why they make him find the trade? I don't understand why they make the players find the trade. I hate that part. Where they're just like, yo, go ahead and find the trade for us. And then bring it to us and we'll approve it or won't approve it. Like, why don't you find the trade? I work for you.
It works both ways. You know, if your people can – it's also a gesture of positivity. Because it gives the player a chance to pick a team that he actually wants to go to versus trading you somewhere you don't really want to be. So if somebody that's been moved a few times, that's love. I wish the Patriots would have came to me and were like, yo, you let us know where you want to go.
Where you want to go. I guess so, yeah. They're like, find us a destination that works for you.
I'd have been like the Lakers. I want to go play with Shaq and Kobe. That's what I want to do.
Trade me for Rick Fox.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go play with Tim Duncan. That's what I want to do. Those are my two choices.
That ain't going to happen.
That's what I would ask for. So at least they give Cam that. Because you don't want him to go somewhere he don't want to be.
No.
They could trade him and be like, oh, we're going to send you to whoever, and he unhappy being there.
Jay,
We're going to be back at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
What time is it?
5:02.
So here's what we want the people to know.
What's that?
And I'm sorry that I was running late today. We're not used to being on at this time. Y'all not used to seeing us at this time. But you know what you guys have to do? And we really need it and appreciate it. Get used to seeing us at this time. Is that fair, Jacoby?
4 o'clock.
Get used to seeing us at this time.
DVR the show at 4 o'clock.
DVR the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And you know how many times Jacoby is like, oh, if you was on a stranded island, what would you take with you? I realized there's a few things I was taking with me.
Mm.
Is this classic?
Well, you're basically on a stranded island right now because you can't leave the crib. So
I'm taking that with me. I'm taking this with me. Can you see it?
Yes, Jalen. We can see it.
I'm taking this with me.
Can we have another wave reveal tomorrow?
No, I ain't about to put that pressure on myself.
I'm
lazy. I'm lazy.
You got nothing else to do.
I'm lazy, dog.
Said 3 steams a day. I got to go, man. I got to go downstairs and be a dad.
What about that? 30 more seconds. What about this?
Mm. They had Billie Jean in a pizza joint that I went to on the jukebox. I'll play it over and over again.
So this is the most controversial thing that's going to happen on this show today. Everybody listen up before we go say bye. This is the most controversial thing that's about to happen on the show. I believe that this is classic material. I believe that this is legendary material. David Jacoby, not so much.
No, not my favorite. Respect the musicians, respect their fans, respect all their fans' opinions. I don't like tomatoes. It's just my personal opinion. I'm not a huge Tribe guy. Not a big Tribe guy. You know, other people love tomatoes. I don't love tomatoes. Some other people love Tribe. I don't love Tribe.
How controversial is that?
That's all. That's all.
How controversial?
I know you feel the same way. You're scared to say it. You're still hurt.
What?
I know you feel the same way.
No,
deep down in your heart, you feel the same way.
Dog, they top 3 or 4 group of all time.
No, you're just saying things. You don't mean that. You don't.
No,
mean
okay.
That. We can talk public, about it. You don't mean that.
Public
mean
enemy.
That.
No,
NWA, Wu Tang Clan.
Enemy?
There you go. You lost.
Outcast.
You lost. You're outside of top 4 right there. So you don't even mean that. You just say stuff. You just say stuff. Dog. You don't mean that.
All right, we love the people. I appreciate you, brother, joining my live.
Of course.
What time are we doing this again? When are we doing this again?
I said 4 o'clock today, and then you know I promoted it, and you just didn't show up.
So basically every day.
4 o'clock.
Until we come on television, ESPN, we're going to IG Live or Twitter Live or some sort of social that BK set up for us at 4 o'clock Eastern.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rosen?
We're not done.